The Catholic epistle of our Father, or my beloved. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a strict judgment. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to brittle the whole body. Indeed, we put in bits in horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at the ships. Although they are so large and driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder, whenever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member, and the boats great things. See how great a forest and little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, and a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body, and sets on fire the course of nature, and it sets on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird and reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men, who have been made in similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Does spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus no spring can yield both salt water and fresh. Love not the world, neither the things pertaining to the world. The world passes away, and lust therefore. He that does not do the will of God remains forever. Amen.